Dozens of community members marched today at the Contra Costa County Superior Court in Martinez to demand accountability and reform of the beleaguered department. Oakland-based civil rights attorney John Burris has filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of people who say they've been abused by Antioch police. The suit seeks damages and federal oversight of the department, among other things.
What we want to happen here is that those convictions, those arrests that have occurred as a consequence of these guys and their racist attitudes and their mindsets be set aside so that people can get their lives back.
The text messages were uncovered as part of an FBI investigation into possible steroid and cocaine trafficking at the department. A Superior Court judge released the names of the officers in April, which included the head of the officers' union, Rick Hoffman. Antioch Police Chief Stephen Ford held a youth town hall this week. Afterward, Chief Ford told reporters he's focused on rebuilding trust between the department and the community.
The two things that we're focusing on wholeheartedly is community engagement and making sure that we rekindle this relationship with the external public, in particular our young people.
Chief Ford has headed up the department for about a year. He said that bringing more diversity, equity, and inclusion training into the department is a top priority for him. Some community residents said they're frustrated that several officers named in the scandal are on paid administrative leave. Cheryl Cobbs said Antioch police officers beat her son unconscious during an arrest.
They don't need to be at home right now still getting paid. They need to be in jail, prosecuted. Yes. 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 We need justice.
Last week, State Attorney General Rob Bonta announced that his office has launched a civil investigation into the department in response to the bigoted text messages and other misconduct. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.